Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Wednesday. And you know what? Last night was good for the people of Milwaukee. Good for Giannis. But what is the real good of the day?
The real good of the day, and it's something that we're kind of tracking. It's new since July 1st.
Right.
But NIL seems to be full steam ahead.
Oh, it certainly is.
Nick Saban was speaking to the Texas High School Coaches Association. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago before he takes to SEC Media Days, where he'll probably answer these questions as well. But he revealed that his young quarterback, Bryce Young, has already made close to seven figures, and he hasn't even really played yet.
Yeah, exactly. Hasn't really played and is already, because he's going to be the Alabama starting quarterback, people are jumping on that quick.
Yeah.
And that's the thing people don't understand. I saw this on Facebook yesterday. A friend of mine does an online show in Ocala, and he posted this on Facebook, and people are like, how could he get this money? He hasn't even played. I don't think you understand how capitalism works here.
Yeah,
if I'm a car dealership, I got to beat out the other car dealerships for this kid. What am I going to do? Wait till he wins a national championship
and then go after him?
What am I going to wait till he wins his first three games? I have to get him now. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I have to get him now if he's the Alabama quarterback. That's how it works.
And for Nick Saban, you know he's going to be bragging about things like this.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, that big recruiting tool is like, yeah, this kid right here, he's only attempted a pass 22 times in his college career. And he's probably going to, before first game, he'll probably close in on $1 million.
I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know what's, it's so weird. These guys on campus, they're like, they can date girls, but they can't take them out to dinner. Now they can take them on a yacht.
Yep.
You know what I mean? take them on a private jet to Paris for dinner.
We've talked about this, but knowing now, okay, Bryce Young is closing in on $1 million on 22 pass attempts. What would Trevor Lawrence make or Tim Tebow back in the day?
What would Tim Tebow would have made?
He wouldn't have had to
$20 million.
He wouldn't have had to be in the NFL, right?
Right.
He could have just said, "I'm good, guys. College was it for me."
And it's going to go up and up and
yes, it is
up and up and up. I mean, if you're Arch Manning right now, and I know money, you come from a rich family, but it's not your money, right?
Yeah.
Still your dad's money and your uncle's money, but now you can make your money. Your money.
Probably can start signing things now.
Right? Real, real currency. These guys can buy huge houses in the college town that they live in. Like, who knows what their lives are going to be like? When I remember the quarterback at South Carolina, Todd Ellis, I was told this story. He's now the voice of the Gamecocks. But I was told this story when I was there, that he drove, at the time that I went to school, he drove a, $40,000 car, which was a luxury car. And people were like, oh, Todd Ellis, you see the car Todd Ellis drives? Look at Todd. He must have gotten that. And the story went that he told everybody. He's like, no, my parents are, they're well off, upper middle class. They didn't have to pay for college.
Yeah.
So this is what I got. They gave me this. They didn't have to pay a penny for my education, and they gave me this car. And that was believable. But at the same time, you're like, eh. Now it doesn't matter.
Now it doesn't matter.
It does not matter how a kid gets an $80,000 BMW. Could have got it from his parents. Could have got it from the dealership. Could have just said, here's some keys. It doesn't matter. None of those old conversations that we used to have, we can't do them anymore.
I can totally see car dealerships saying, hey, I'm not going to pay you in cash, but doing the whole Mr. Miyagi thing going, choose.
Yeah, choose. Right.
Choose.
Pick one.
Which one you want. Then all you need to do... Mention
come
our
down
name
here every
a couple
Saturday,
times.
Come here Saturday to sign autographs and have people come. Oh, my God. Think about this. Think about what you would pay. Think about you're in Gainesville and how much your business, if you said Tim Tebow will be here from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
Like from 1 to 4, line up, baby. And you pay him. How much would you pay for that?
I've seen it here firsthand. I remember being at a car dealership here on doing a road show for the local side. And Jose Altuve was coming in.
Oh.
And just the amount of people. And it was early in the morning. It was like, you know, like pre-dawn hours before the business really opens. But they opened up an hour early because Jose Altuve was coming in. And the place was packed.
Yep.
And you're talking about this. I mean, I know, he's a good baseball player. One of the, you know, best probably in Astros history. But it's not, you know, it's not college town football.
Right.
Which is a huge difference between, you know, any professional MLB team. I would say
Tim Tebow, when he was at Florida, was one of the top athletes in the country. Not yep. college football player, top athletes in the country when he was doing that. You would pay whatever it took to get him to be at your place for 3 hours signing autographs on a Tuesday.
Yep.
I mean, if you could do it, you'd absolutely do it.
And then run like a Tebow discount. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, that's right. All right, what's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day... hear me out, because Jeff Bezos went into space.
Yes.
So that's not really that bad. You know, you got $1 billion, you want to spend it your way, fine. But he went into a he went into space in a phallic shaped rocket.
Yeah, totally.
And the internet did not miss a beat, and all the Austin Power jokes came out.
Of course. I saw it on one of the news channels last night that they showed. Here's footage of the launch, and then they showed the clip from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in R&D, you know, and you're designing this thing, doesn't that cross your mind? Have none of these guys did they ever see Austin Powers and all the jokes that they made?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, you want to make sure it's, like, going to be workable, right? I mean, if it's the form that works best, a thing, but, you know.
Yeah,
so that's
no, I
how
get,
you get
that.
Into space. Now, would you go to space if you could?
Nah. If you asked like 7, 8-year-old me, yes.
Yeah.
I would totally do it. But now I'm older, I'm like, not really.
I don't think I could handle the G-forces at my age. Like when that rocket goes off and you just get sucked back into that seat and you're flying through the air and and it pulls you into that seat. I don't think I could handle the G-forces.
Here's what I think. My issue would be this, is that I don't think I would enjoy myself. I think I would, you know, the ride up and, you know, that would be it. And then when you're in space, sure, you're, you know, oh, look at me, I'm floating. But I think the entire time my personality is like, okay, anything can go wrong. Let me just get back down to the ground and let me reflect
right.
on what just happened.
Right.
And then be like, oh, that was amazing.
But no, I'm with you on that. I think like skydiving, like I have buddies who've gone skydiving. And I think my first time skydiving, I wouldn't enjoy it at all. Like,
yeah.
getting the parachute. Getting in the plane, taking off, I'd be a wreck, and then I'd be up in the air, a wreck. They open the door, a wreck. Lean me to the edge, a wreck. Push me out, a wreck. Falling, a wreck. Shoot opened, a wreck. Land on the ground, this is awesome.
This is amazing. I love every minute of it.
But the entire process, yeah. I would be a disaster, and I wouldn't enjoy it. Then I'd be like, maybe I'll do it again, because I really didn't have a good time.
Exactly.
So if you want to send me to space, Jeff Bezos, if you want to pay for my way to space, plan on 2 trips.
Yeah.
One to just get me over it, and then the second one for me to go, this
round
is
trip.
Great!
Because I'm looking at that rocket yesterday, and the one thing I thought, I was like, man, I've never seen windows that big on a rocket ship.
No, is yeah.
Are those seals going to hold?
Right.
Of course they're going to hold, but, I mean, at the same time, I would be up there going, you know what? I'm just going to get sucked out.
Yeah, I know.
Or I'm just going to get stuck in space and just be there forever. Or they're going to have to send up another rocket to get me because I'm just floating around.
That would be me. Well, good. Yeah, you're right. By the way, when you said, I never saw an issue where Republicans didn't like it. Republicans did like it. Democrats didn't like it. Democrats did like it. Like it was all over the map.
Yeah.
From the different political pundits, either saying he can do whatever he wants, or this was a waste of money and he owes his workers. Like everybody on the political spectrum had all these opinions.
One of the jokes I saw was he went up there for 4 or 5 minutes, and somebody's like, "All right, Amazon employees, unionize."
Yeah, right. While he's busy. Yeah, go ahead and unionize. That's a good point. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I'm sticking with my theme this week: Olympics.
I love it.
Poland, and I don't know what the issue is with Poland. You know, we always make Polish jokes.
Right.
And I theorize that it stems from 1939 when the Nazis were storming Poland and Poland countered that tank attack on horseback.
Oh, yeah.
That maybe that's where the jokes began. But Poland's always got the brunt of it. And
nice little history lesson.
Yeah.
There, Colbert.
And but Poland also does it to themselves sometimes. So they have the Olympic swimming team, and they sent 23 swimmers to the Olympics. Doesn't seem like a lot. I mean, hell, the U.S. is sending like 80.
Yeah.
But the Olympics were very clear to Poland that, hey, you can only send 17. So they had to send six home before the Olympics even started.
So six people thought they were going to be part of the Olympics, and then six people were told, yeah, about that. Bye.
Six dreams were destroyed in a matter of a day.
That stinks.
And to double down on it, the Polish Olympic president or whoever it is, you know, did apologize for miscounting. And he says, you know, but these are, you know, something about it, them being attacked is rightful and just.
Oh,
you know, like, no, you guys weren't attacked. You guys were just, you didn't read the rules. You thought you could squeeze in six more swimmers when you can't.
Golly.
In a country that, you know, is not allowing anybody to go.
Amazing. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb. Connor O'Gara is going to join us. We'll talk about college football with him, SEC football with him, as SEC Media Day is continuing. Don't want to miss that as we continue with Wake Up Call.